For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I do alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and this is a reminder that Village Green is the best resource. If you have questions, you're interested in supplements, you have health issues, contact Village Green via the website or visit the store on Cedar Lane. I also want to remind you that they have updated the favorite best shows on the website, so you can go on the website and check out your favorite subjects. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please do tune in next week for Kevin's show on menopause. Today's guest is Dr. Christine Horner. She's a well-known plastic surgeon, author, and natural health expert. We will cover two subjects today. Number one, a systematic approach for the cure. New race for the cure, breast and prostate cancer. So we'll be talking about that first. And then in the second half, we will be talking about beauty in a bottle or underneath a scalpel. Now, Dr. Christine Horner holds two board certifications, the National Board of Surgery and the National Board of Plastic Surgery. And she was recognized as a leader in her field shortly after starting her plastic and reconstructive surgery practice because she successfully ran a national campaign to pass laws requiring insurance companies to pay for breast reconstruction following mastectomy. And thank you for that, Dr. Horner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about the subject.
Sure. So as you were saying, you know, I worked as a plastic surgeon and did a lot of breast reconstructive surgery, and noticed that my patients were getting younger and younger until I was finally doing women in their 20s. And I thought, okay, something's really not right here. And then my own mom got breast cancer and died from it within about 9 months. So that really rocked my world. I was the spokesperson for the American Cancer Society on breast cancer issues, and they taught me to say that we have no known cause for breast cancer, we have no known cure, and the best thing that women can do are mammograms and breast exams in hopes of catching it early. Well, that's what my mom did, and it didn't work. And, of course, then I'm looking at my patients and going, you know, there's got to be something that women can do to help to lower the risk. So I went through the medical research. This was 20 years ago now. It's unbelievable how time flies. And, you know, had no idea what I was going to find at that time. There definitely wasn't a conversation about natural health, you know, in the media or in the public at that point. And I thought all insurance companies or all the, the laws were things that were, the research, sorry, was sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. And so, you know, when I went through the medical research, I actually found thousands of studies, and again, this was 20 years ago, showing exactly why we have a breast cancer epidemic, everything we're doing to contribute to it, and the things that we traditionally don't do in this culture that are highly protective, and they were all natural. So food, supplements, herbs, lifestyle choices, these are all the things that I was taught in my medical training didn't matter. You know, we'd serve green Jell-O and glazed donuts, you know, to patients post-operatively. So it turns out that that is actually the most important influences, and in fact, the research now shows, I mean, there's just an explosion of research in this area, but now what it shows is that about 95% of the cases of breast cancer could be prevented just through diet and lifestyle changes alone.
Well, that's significant that yeah. We can prevent it. And what I love, I have been at this over 40 years, and I am so excited to still be here
yeah.
observing the changes. And yeah. now that we've got the genome, gene variants that we can use. And I know you're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So it's an exciting time, and I can hear in your voice that you are excited for the journey you've had.
You know, absolutely, because, you know, when I started out, it was really this hopeless, disempowered, oh, it's just bad luck, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And really, with all the information that we have now, it's extremely empowering because, you know exactly what you can do to help to protect your health. And, again, super simple things that you can do that really have a profound effect.
Well, let's go into those.
Sure. So, you know, as I said, it's all, you know, diet lifestyle, you know, related. So if we start with diet, we know that looking at, let's just say for the, looking at a difference between American diet versus like an Asian diet, because in Asia they have an extraordinarily low incidence of breast cancer, although it's increasing now that, you know, McDonald's and places like that are
yes.
popping up. But so what the research shows is that our American diet lifestyle is really a recipe for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease. I mean, this is why we have them so common in our culture. And so if you look at a fast food meal, which, you know, surveys show that's the primary thing that people in America eat, every single element in that fast food, traditional fast food meal, is something that promotes disease and cancers and heart disease and everything. So, you know, red meat, for instance, they found that women who consume the most red meat have up to a 400% increased risk of breast cancer, one of the number one, you know, risk factors. If you eat well-done meat, it creates new carcinogens in it that makes it even more, you know, carcinogenic. You know, the colas, you know, that we drink that are just loaded with sugar. I mean, the typical American is eats on average their body weight in sugar every year, and now sugar has really been identified as a pure poison to the human body and greatly accelerates the growth of cancers, but also virtually every single chronic disease because it creates so much inflammation in the body and oxygen-free radicals, and those two processes are the some of the most destructive, you know, forces in our body if they are chronic in nature. And then eating, you know, the vegetable consumption by Americans, the number one vegetable consumed, French fries. And
yes.
I'm like, you know, the Mayans ate 1,200 different kinds of plants, and we eat one. Why are we sick? You know, it's not like it's hard to figure that one out. Obesity, which has, you know, become an increasing problem. Now 66% of us are overweight, and, you know, there's definitely a link between obesity and breast cancer. Fat cells will produce estrogen. Estrogen fuels the growth of breast cancer. So, you know, we know for sure that, there's a link there. Drinking alcohol is another thing that has a direct linear relationship to the influence of, you know, developing breast cancer. Now, you can modify that somewhat by taking a B vitamin called folic acid, which actually takes away many of the ill effects if you only have like a glass or two at the most, you know, a day. But if you drink more than that, it doesn't really help you out. But, you know, so inactivity, you know, I mean, it's another thing. 80% of us don't get enough exercise. Staying up too late at night, you know, is another thing that's been shown to have a really significant influence, and it has to do with the balance of our hormones. And if you stay up after 10 o'clock or to midnight on a regular basis, it causes such extreme hormonal imbalances in our body that it not only increases the risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer and colon cancer, but also almost doubles your incidence of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity because you don't, you know, process your calories as well. So
that's
bad news.
You have really hit on the major items, and what we're going to do is extrapolate on this and talk more about it in the next segment. I am reminded on sleep, there's a recent study that discovered the lymph system in the brain works at night. So there's a drain brain at night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get it, then we're all clogged up, so to speak.
That's right. And it increases your risk of dementia. But it's not only that. In Ayurveda, which is a traditional system
yes.
of medicine from India, and I'm certified in that, we recognize that the body, part of the function of sleeping is to detoxify the body, and it primarily occurs between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. That's the major kind of detoxification, period time. So if you're staying up after that, then you're missing that detoxification, and that's, one of the things as you just described, that the lymphatic drainage isn't as good, and that increases your risk of dementia.
Yes, very exciting. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back with more right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on menopause. Today's guest is Dr. Christine Horner. She's a well-known plastic surgeon, author, and natural health expert. She's also certified in Ayurvedic medicine. And we're discussing two subjects today. And the first one is a systemic approach for the cure, new race for the cure, breast and prostate cancer. So, Dr. Horner, would you talk a little bit about the similarities in breast and prostate cancer? There are a lot of people that don't realize that.
Sure. So, actually, breast, prostate, and colon cancer are considered very similar tumors, and they are all hormonally driven. So what that means is there's certain hormones that cause those cancers to grow. Estrogen is, you know, the one that's present in breast cancer, and testosterone, you know, increases the risk in prostate cancer, and then there's a variety of different hormonal stuff in colon cancer. But all of them are extremely influenced by diet and lifestyle. In fact, they're so similar that everything that increases the risk of one of those cancers increases the risk of all of them, and what protects against one protects against all of them. So all the information we're talking about today really applies for all three of those cancers.
And that's important. So we're talking about breast, prostate, and colon cancers.
Correct, yes.
So what can we do?
Well, the good news is there's lots that you can do. And the amazing thing is that when I was going through the research, almost every single thing that I found that had a statistically significant influence in protecting you from developing these cancers cut the risk in half. I mean, so huge influences. And if you do more than one thing, those influences will multiply up together. They don't add up together. So we call it synergistic effects. But, it's so unbelievable that it actually is super easy to dramatically lower your risk. So first of all, the best diet for you to consume is one that's very high in plants. So we're talking about organic vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, and omega-3 fatty acids is kind of the key for good health. They're packed full of all sorts of vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and they also have hundreds of what we call plant chemicals in them, or phytochemicals, that act like natural medicines. And some of them behave exactly like chemotherapy because the drug companies actually study plants, figure out how they have their anti-cancer effects, and then design drugs that are based on that, you know, plant medicine, and then they tell us the plants don't work, but they do. So, again, eating, you know, primarily organic, you know, diet that's got lots and lots of plants in it is extraordinarily important. Now, one thing that is kind of a horrifying statistic, but people who have had a heart attack in the United States, about 90% of them go back to the original diet and lifestyle within 1 year. So I kind of laugh and say, all right, so we're, you know, people are not motivated by to take care of themselves, even, you know, like death is not a motivator. But they will take a pill. And so what we found about human behavior is that if you start out with inducing, we'll say, some balance into the body, and that can be done very simply by adding some dietary supplements, then your body kind of like goes into this balance and naturally wants to crave things that are healthy for it rather than having cravings for things that are unhealthy for it. So there's so much research that has been done on various different foods and nutrients and so forth to show that even if you have a horrible diet and lifestyle, if you do one thing, you can actually cut your risk in half. So some of the approaches that I have, I mean, one of the things that we recognize is that the immune system, our immune system, is a thing that really helps to keep us healthy. It's got cells in there that go out and recognize bacteria and viruses to prevent infections, but also we're forming cancer cells all the time. A lot of people don't realize that. And if your immune system is healthy, it will recognize those cancer cells and get rid of them. If it's unhealthy, then it won't, and those cells can start to grow out of control and actually, you know, form a tumor. So one of the key foods that you can consume to help to support your immune system are medicinal mushrooms. They're like the most powerful food that targets the health of our immune system. Now, are you going to eat therapeutic doses of medicinal mushrooms every day? No. So that's when it, you know, you can take a supplement that can make a really huge difference. And in all my research, what I found is one of the most effective medicinal mushroom supplements is something called AHCC, which stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound, which is why we call it AHCC. It's out of Japan. They've done hundreds of studies on it, and they found that it supports every single cell type in the immune system, and it does it so effectively that it lowers the risk of many different kinds of cancers, including breast cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, even melanoma, you know, skin cancers. And here's another amazing, fascinating fact is that if you have cancer in Japan and go to the hospitals there, they will actually treat you with AHCC as one of their, you know, treatments because they found that the survival statistics are so much better. So that's an excellent thing, you know, just to take on a regular basis. And I became almost an evangelist over it in the last 3 years because I've been taking it like every day. And I haven't been sick once, haven't had a cold or anything, despite lots of stress and flying and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So that's a great one, you know, to take. Another one is to include spices, because each spice is actually a concentrated medicine, particularly the Indian spice turmeric, which is a cousin of ginger. They've done over 9,000 studies on turmeric, which is in the medical literature, and they found it has about 150 different ways that it helps to keep you healthy. I mean, it's almost like it's too good to be true, and it's considered the number one anti-cancer spice. And, you know, for me, this is another one where, are you going to cook with turmeric every day? No. So it's really great to take supplemental turmeric every day, because you just really don't want to miss out on the extraordinary medicines, you know, that are present in it. And as I told you, that you know, different foods will have these synergistic effects. So it's really a good example is turmeric and green tea. So we know that green tea is a health drink, but if you combine the two, so consuming them in the same meal or in the same supplement, what they find is green tea will enhance the anti-cancer effects of turmeric by 3 times, and turmeric enhances the anti-cancer effects of green tea by 8 times. So you get this huge, you know, kind of multiplication as far as the effectiveness when you're combining two healthy ingredients. And that's been found almost invariably, you know, when you do that.
That is very interesting. And it makes a good point that in a natural setting, we get a combination. And we're trying to achieve that, getting more of the power from the extracts or concentrates. So it makes sense, the synergism. And our needs are a lot higher. We are not like our ancestors. It's the last 200 years we've really mutated the environment. So a lot of people say, why do we need to do this? And the answer is because we don't live on the planet our ancestors
That's
did.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, we don't have the density of nutrients we had. We're exposed to all these toxins, you know, and chemical toxins, which, you know, by the way, Ayurveda recommended detoxification. They have a very powerful detoxification program that they, you know, recommend to be done a couple times a year. And that was 5,000 years ago when everyone was eating organic anyway. So you can imagine, you know, the importance of doing detoxification a couple of times a year to help to get the toxins out of the body. And it can really make a huge difference. There's, you know, studies that have been done on that Ayurvedic detoxification program called Pancha Karma, and they found that just doing a 5-day treatment, and this is not painful or unpleasant, it's, you know, luxurious spa treatments, lots of hot oils and things that are designed to help facilitate getting toxins out of the body, but they found that if you just do a 5-day treatment, it cuts your toxin load in half. So super, super effective. Yeah, very important.
Good to know. Talk about the 5 points as far as lowering the risk. You've talked about some of these. You mentioned garlic, maybe a little bit more about garlic. And I like the way you make the 5 points that will significantly lower the risk of cancers for men and women.
That's right. Well, you know, we talked about diet, so, you know, doing vegetables, spices, you know, like I said, the turmeric and cayenne pepper, ginger, I mean, these are all things that are extremely beneficial. Garlic, as you mentioned, for the immune system. Probiotics, I mean, there's so much that is being, you know, talked about now as far as the importance of the type of bugs that we have in our intestines and all the different functions that they have, including helping to keep your immune system strong, because there's a really significant percentage of our immune system is actually manufactured from our intestines. And so probiotics, you know, are another thing that are, you know, really important for most people to take, or eating probiotic foods like yogurt and kefir and kombucha, you know, foods like that to help to promote the good bacteria so that they can function optimally and help your immune system. Now, a couple things people don't really think about, where they think that all this stuff that you have to do to keep yourself healthy, oh, it's, you know, hard and, you know, restrictive or something like that. But there's actually a couple things that have more of an influence than anything else that are super fun. So one of them is just being with friends and laughing. It has this huge effect on the production of certain positive chemicals within the body that actually hook onto the immune system and stimulate it and actually hook onto our DNA and cause, you know, our genes to be read in such a way that it's way more health promoting. So hanging out with friends and laughing, how difficult is that, right? And
the best.
Then also human touch, you know, is something that has an extreme effect as well. So hugging somebody releases these, you know, beneficial chemicals within the body that again has a profound effect on helping to support your immune system. And, you know, ultimately I do consultations for breast cancer patients all over the country, telephone consultations to kind of help them with an integrative approach. But, you know, what they found is that more than diet, more than genetics, more than smoking, the thing that that has more influence on our health than anything else are our relationships, and particularly feeling loved and supported. So if you feel loved and supported, it has such a global effect on your body that you're going to be incredibly healthy, even if you have bad habits. And the opposite is true, which is if you're in toxic relationships, that's the most damaging stress to the human body. And no matter how well you take care of yourself, it still can have a devastating effect on you. So I always tell my breast cancer patients, look at the people in your life. You've got 7 billion choices now, and you should just choose people that are loving and supportive because your health depends upon it.
That's right, because that's a drain. When we expose ourselves to toxic individuals, we really have to make an effort to avoid the effect. And sometimes I think people don't realize how much that effort drains one. So
right.
I'm so glad that you brought this up. And I think your summary of the spices, the vegetables, the bugs, the probiotics, the hugs and massages and laughter. Laughter heals. And those studies started a long time ago. So I'm sure you advocate more comedy shows than shows that make one upset.
That's
and
right.
Angry.
That's right, you know. I mean, you should never watch those kinds of movies, particularly before you go to bed because they're so disruptive. So, yeah, light romantic comedies, laughter are my favorite. And you know, those really cause that, you know, uplift you. And, you know, to me, it's like life is so stressful. We've got just incredible, you know, difficult things that are happening in the world. So you need to really consciously combat that. And make sure that you're hanging out with your good friends and laughing and watching, you know, movies that make you laugh and giving and receiving lots of hugs and really nurturing your relationships.
Well, good. I want to remind those who have just tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. You're listening to Dr. Christine Horner, who will be addressing our second topic of the hour, beauty in a bottle or underneath a scalpel. Stay with us. We'll be right back with much more.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, security. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next week for Kevin's show on menopause. Now, today's guest has been and is Dr. Christine Horner. She's a well-known plastic surgeon, author, and natural health expert. We are now discussing the second topic for the hour: beauty in a bottle or underneath a scalpel. Tell us more.
Sure. So I just want to mention from the last segment, you know, we were focused on breast cancer, and I have a book. Actually, all this information I talked about is in my book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and the subtitle, Dr. Christine Horner's Program to Protect Against and Fight Breast Cancer. It actually won the best health book of the year, so super readable. It's in its third edition. You know, everything, like I said, that we talked about, you know, is within that book. You can order it on Amazon or any place, and then also on my website, which is drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com. Now, the beauty in the bottle. So my second book, major book, just came out about a week or two ago, and it's called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty. And, you know, my background is as a plastic surgeon, and so not only did I do a lot of breast reconstructive surgery, but I also did a lot of cosmetic surgery, you know, to enhance the beauty of someone. And as I mentioned, you know, previously, I'm certified in Ayurveda, and actually how that came about was I was introduced to Ayurveda. I'd never heard of it before, you know, again, about 20 years ago, and the person who introduced me to it said, you need to go to this detoxification clinic in Fairfield, Iowa, of all strange places, and, you know, to kind of get your introduction to Ayurveda. So I said, okay, fine. So I go to this clinic, and I'm there doing the treatments, and about 48 hours into it, I look in the mirror, and I look 10 years younger and never felt better in my life. And I thought, oh, my God, these people really know something about health. So Ayur means life, and Veda means knowledge. So it literally means the knowledge of life. And it tells us that, you know, there's all these natural laws, kind of the rule book that we have to follow as human beings. And if we follow the rules, our body goes into balance, and it enhances our body's inner healing intelligence, so it's really easy for it to take care of us. If you break the rules, then the opposite happens. It disrupts the flow of that intelligence, kind of clogs the channels in your body, and then creates imbalances that eventually produce disease. So the whole kind of gist of Ayurveda is to learn what rules apply to you, because we do recognize that our body types are different, so there's certain things that will take an individual in and out of balance that will be different from somebody else. So, for instance, you know, hot, spicy foods can cause a lot of, you know, stomach irritation in certain types of people, but for other people, you know, they're fine with it. So that's, you know, kind of a good example. But anyway, it's just learning all these rules, simple things, you know, for you to follow. And when you do that, you know, your body goes into balance and you experience this absolute extraordinary state of health. So my new book, An Approach, is really a book that is talking about all the things that people need to do in order to experience, you know, achieve and experience extraordinary health and longevity. And it's based on the principles of Ayurveda as well as kind of cutting edge, you know, research. But the proposal in the book is that you don't need to rely on just going out and getting plastic surgery, you know, to have yourself look more youthful. It really, that beauty and the youthfulness and slowing down aging all comes from within. So it's all about how you treat your body.
Yeah, those are excellent messages. And I like your emphasis that Ayurveda pays attention to the uniqueness among people. And I know that you have a system for that. And I think it's interesting because that system is a true system. There are other systems that I think actually validate Ayurvedic mm-hmm. medicine. And now that we do have these gene variants and genomes, we really have sort of hard evidence, I guess is a good way mm-hmm. to put it.
Yeah.
We have the evidence that, for instance, some people need a high-fat diet. And, of course, the type of fat makes a difference. And there are those yeah. that need a low-fat diet. And
right.
our Western culture keeps pushing us toward the one diet.
They do. I mean, it's not cookie cutter. It's not cookbook. You know, it's very individualized, and so much so that when an Ayurvedic doctor will evaluate you, they actually do something called pulse diagnosis, which is very different than mm-hmm. How a Western doctor does a pulse, which is just kind of checking for how many beats per minute you have. But when an Ayurvedic doctor checks your pulse, they use three fingers on your radial pulse, and they actually get an unbelievable amount of information from that pulse. So it's all based in quantum physics, where we recognize that at the finest level of life, there's, you know, the theory is that there's these little vibrating strings, you know, the superstring theory. And so those vibrations actually create vibrations or frequencies within your cells, within your tissues, and because the blood comes in contact with all of that as it circulates throughout your body, that vibrational energy actually is in your pulse. So they can tell you what your body constitution is, what your imbalances are, the ones that are the, you know, extreme gifted ones that from India can just touch your pulse for a minute or so and even know what surgeries you've had and, you know, everything else. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. But it's also able to pick up things in a very subtle state. So in Western medicine, if you go in, you have complaints and you go in, you know, to have an evaluation, the testing can only pick up things once you've already had structural changes or damage to your body. Then it'll show up in blood tests or on other types of tests. In Ayurveda, they have like four stages of disease before that time when you can actually pick up something in Western medicine that shows these imbalances. And, you know, a lot of times people go to the doctor and they have all these complaints and the doctor does all the tests. Well, everything's normal, so it must be in your head or you're crazy. And in fact, they've got, you know, a lot of imbalances going on, and they can kind of subtly pick up, you know, that they're not feeling that well, and that's what an Ayurvedic doctor, you know, can do, and then does all these different recommendations that can help to bring your body back into balance. And like I said, it's usually pretty simple and pretty easy and has really profound effects.
It really does, and I teach a course called Reading the Body, and what I have found is that the medical community has lost the art of touching, smelling, looking at mm-hmm. the individual. The patient doesn't lie. And you were referring to this when you talked about after going to doing a healthy detox and a wonderful experience, you looked in the mirror and you look different. And this mm-hmm. is how we can read people, what's going on with them, what they're susceptible to. I must admit, when I watch people on TV, I sometimes read them, I guess, right. If I'm bored, and I'll tell my husband what I think that person has.
Right.
And we are telling the world by our radiance, our energy, how we look, et cetera. So I like that you've emphasized that. Talk to us a little bit more. By the way, I like the title Beauty in a Bottle or Underneath a Scalpel and the Radiant Health Ageless Beauty. That's, you really have come up with good topics and subtopics and titles.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, the things I was talking about that help to prevent breast cancer, they're really the same things, you know, that help you to achieve extraordinary health and longevity. So, you know, the number one thing is, again, paying attention to your immune system. One of the things that we do is we look at, there's like all these different theories of aging. And there's actually 300 different theories that they've come up with, but in order to kind of wrap your brain around them, they actually have them put into about 5 or 6 different categories. But those theories include things like, as you age, your immune system weakens. And so that's one of the reasons why you start to develop diseases, you're more prone to infections, you're more prone, you know, to developing cancer and so forth. And so to counteract that, as I mentioned in the last segment, medicinal mushrooms, you know, is one of the most supportive things that you can do. And so the AHCC supplement, the mushroom supplement that I spoke about, is also very helpful for helping to keep your body strong as you age and to counteract, you know, that natural effect of the immune system kind of weakening. Another theory is that we have this damage, this kind of accumulated damage that occurs from exposure to oxygen-free radicals and inflammation. Now, those two processes are very important for the normal functioning of the body, but the problem is that when they're excessive or out of control or chronic, which is kind of the condition we have, you know, going on in most people this day, then they're very destructive forces. In fact, the oxygen-free radicals and inflammation are recognized as the most destructive forces in the body and when they're in a chronic condition, and are the things that help in the formation of every single kind of chronic disease, from heart disease to dementias to cancers and so forth. So it's really important to counteract those processes by consuming anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. And those are found in high concentrations in plants, which is another reason, you know, we really recommend consuming a lot of organic plants. That means vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, and omega-3, you know, fatty acids. Now, again, kind of like the mushrooms, you know, where because of the degree of stress and toxins and everything that we're exposed to, just getting it through our food is not quite enough to counterbalance, and that if you take antioxidants or anti-inflammatory supplements, there's things that can significantly help you. So turmeric, we mentioned before, very powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. It's, you know, one of the reasons it's so unbelievably medicinal. We've heard of the term superfoods, and superfoods come, their name actually refers to the fact that they have a very high concentration of nutrients with them, including antioxidants and anti-inflammatories. So things like goji berries, acai, we've heard of those things. More exotic fruits like lychee. A lot of people haven't heard of that from Asia, but the lychee fruit is, all of these things have these active chemicals in them called polyphenols. And what we find is that that each one has this kind of unique polyphenol that gives us some unique kind of medicinal effects from it. So like, for example, the lychee fruit has a polyphenol in it called oligonol. And oligonol has been extensively studied and found to have many anti-aging benefits from it, can even help to reduce belly fat, metabolic, you know, syndrome, but it also is something that can help your skin, you know, too, and combats the ultraviolet damage, and oligonol also helps with the structures of the collagen and elastin, so it makes, you know, wrinkling less. So, you know, taking that supplementally, which, by the way, Jennifer Lopez, you know, has a skincare cream thing that she does, topically with oligonol in it. And then, as I mentioned, omega-3 fatty acids, super important. So, we found that the type of fat that we consume, you referred to that at the beginning of this segment, is crucially important. Omega-3 fatty acids are considered one of the healthiest fats that you can possibly consume. They have profound anti-cancer effects. They are actually, there was a study that was done where they tested the anti-inflammatory effects of all sorts of different types of substances and foods, and of all of them, they found that omega-3 fatty acids had the most powerful anti-inflammatory effect of anything they tested. So super important to get those in, every single day. There's also another fascinating study where they found that as we age, there's little segments at the end of our chromosomes called telomeres, and each time our cell divides, which is how the body kind of replenishes itself, those telomeres shorten, and there's a direct association between the telomere length and your predicted lifespan.
That's fascinating, because I understand we can now actually test them, and again, we're unique. Not everybody is identical with regard to the telomeres in apoptosis. So let's talk more about that, because I think that's a new subject for a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, we used to think there was nothing you could do about it. It's just a natural process where your telomeres shorten as you age, and eventually they become so short that, you just die, from that. But what's been found is that you can actually lengthen your telomeres, keep the length and lengthen them, by increasing this enzyme called telomerase. So that enzyme is something that helps to rebuild the telomeres. And there's a number of different things that have been shown to stimulate the production naturally in the body of telomerase and to lengthen your telomeres. So omega-3 fatty acids, is one of them. And they found that the level of omega-3 fatty acids in your body has a linear relationship, so it matches up exactly. So the level of omega-3s and the length of your telomeres. So for every kind of standard deviation of increase of omega-3s in your body, there was a 32% increase in the length of the telomeres.
Well, let's expand this in our final segment, because I think this is too important to miss.
Sure.
And for those who have just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're listening to Dr. Christine Horner, who's covering our second topic of the hour, beauty in a bottle or underneath a scalpel. Stay with us. We will be back with more information right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Now, today's guest has been Dr. Christine Horner, well-known plastic surgeon, author, and natural health expert. We've talked about Ayurvedic medicine and healthy diets and detoxification, the need for more plant foods in our diet, and the need for individualizing diets and supplements to each person, that there's not one diet or one recommendation for all. So we're going to continue that. And just a reminder, if you want to know more, go to www.drchristinehorner.com. That's Dr. DrChristineHorner. So you'll get a lot of interesting information. She's got several books, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and tell us about your new book.
Sure. So Waking the Warrior Goddess is my old book, which is on all everything you need to know to help to lower your risk of developing breast cancer or help you to more successfully recover from it. And my new book is called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, Dr. Christine Horner's 30-Day Program for Extraordinary Health, Beauty, and Longevity. And contained within it is everything that research shows and that is significantly important for you to enjoy extraordinary health and longevity, and it also blends information from Ayurveda, the traditional system of medicine from India. So I always say, you know, here I'm certified in plastic surgery, which is the Western most specialized Western approach to rejuvenation, and also certified in Ayurveda, which is the most specialized Eastern approach to health and longevity.
Well, I love the combination. I think a lot of us came into this field of nutrition and alternative medicine through many means. I came in through dental hygiene. And
oh.
I think it was logical because the dental profession, especially dental hygienists, are the only profession trying to put themselves out of business. Because prevention is absolutely major. And when then I ventured into the medical community, I was shocked how prevention was only vaccination.
Right, yeah.
Now, of course, things are changing. But let's talk more about the beauty in the bottle or underneath a scalpel.
Sure. So we've kind of focused on, you know, foods and supplements. And, we were talking about telomeres, which are, you know, some the little pieces at the end of the chromosomes that really have a very close relationship with what our lifespan is. And so a lot of the things that we know that are healthy for us, so for instance, exercising, one of the many effects that it has, it's not just something that helps your cardiovascular system, but they found that it will actually produce different chemicals in your body when you exercise that have a promoting effect to your immune system and, you know, to how your DNA is read, but it also helps to stimulate the enzyme telomerase, which helps to rebuild your telomeres. So that's another thing that it does as far as helping to enhance your lifespan is by, keeping these telomeres long. Stress is one thing that we know that is absolutely deadly to the human body. And this day and age, we're exposed to way too much of it. And 5,000 years ago, they recommended doing meditation to help to lower stress levels. In traditional Chinese medicine, they recommend, Tai Chi or Qigong. But the idea is that you practice these effective stress-reducing techniques every day. And what that does is it trains your nervous system to not respond to stress as powerfully as it normally does. So when they do blood tests on people that are practicing these effective stress-reducing techniques every day, and I do transcendental meditation for the last 20 years, they find that the cortisol levels, the stress hormone, which can be so damaging when it's, chronically high, they find that it is much, much lower in those individuals. So the whole point of it, like I said, is to keep your nervous system kind of more settled down and not as reactive, and keeping those stress hormones down, and that drastically lowers your risk of many different kinds of diseases, and also helps with your longevity, because stress is something that we know really shortens those telomeres. And, they do all sorts of twin studies.
Yes.
Where they look at, identical twins, so they should, in theory, have exactly the same, but they find that the twin who doesn't eat as well, who stays up too late at night, who has more stress in their life and so forth, their telomeres are much shorter. So exercising on a regular basis, as I said, is not only, just great for your overall health, but definitely helps, with your longevity. We also touched on the importance of going to bed by 10 o'clock. So Ayurveda said go to bed at 10 o'clock, get up at 6 o'clock. Those are the most optimal hours for sleep. And guess what? Modern research shows, as it does for almost all the recommendations in Ayurveda, they're absolutely true. So we have all these hormonal fluctuations that occur throughout the day and throughout the night. And if you go to bed before 10 o'clock, they are optimal. If you go to bed after 10 o'clock, they're not. And staying up, past 10 o'clock or staying up to midnight on a regular basis has been associated with almost a doubling of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and certain cancers like, breast, prostate, and colon cancers. So that's a simple thing that people can do, but they don't really realize that sleep is pure medicine if you do it the right way. I have a chapter in my book, it talks about all this and also gives you some tips and tricks to help you to get the best night sleep and get the most medicine out of your sleep. But again, sleeping, properly is something that's associated with longer telomeres, versus the people that do the short nights, and, that's associated with lower telomere lengths.
Well, sleep is so associated with health, with immunity, the immune system fuels itself
right.
On sleep. And there's a reason that sleep deprivation is a torture.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It just, harms our health incredibly. So the other thing I talked about in the other segment about, the importance of our relationships and our emotions, well, of course, it turns out it's the same thing for our overall health and longevity. So I actually, in my new book, I made What's Love Got to Do with It? All You Need Is Love. That's my second chapter, because the effect of being in relationships with people and having them being loving, supportive, is the most influential on your health. And this is not just in preventing, cancers, but it also is something that, affects your overall health and helps to lengthen your life. And being social, they've really found that people who isolate themselves, it's very damaging to the human body. So we're really wired, to be in relationships. And when I found this out decades ago, I was working as a surgeon, I was working 14 hours a day or something, and I didn't really have any friends. I was, married at the time, and, working that many hours, it's like I think I had one girlfriend, and it's like it was very hit and miss about when I would, we'd actually get together. And so I actually left my plastic surgery practice so I could dedicate myself full time about teaching people about how to become and stay healthy naturally. But when I did that, one of my focuses was to start creating friendships and relationships, really loving relationships with as many people as I could, because I realized that that was the most important thing and the one thing that was really lacking in my life.
Well, you know? Thank you for that reminder. And
yeah.
I wish we didn't have to end the show. I know there's much more we could talk about, and we hope you will come back to the show and share more of your pearls. They're good pearls.
Sure, I'd love to.
So thank you, Dr. Horner.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And I want to welcome to the world our granddaughter, Melody Jewel Lake. And it reminds me that it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.